Fairbanks dropped to 32 degrees early Sunday morning, the first freeze of the season. That's about a week ahead of normal, according to Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment. And Brettschneider told editor Annie Feit, Fairbanks isn't the only place in the state that's recorded an early freeze this year.
Bethel was actually about 2 weeks ahead of normal. King Salmon, a couple of weeks before normal. So when places are having freezes, there are definitely been earlier than normal. But some places where you would normally have expected a freeze, I actually haven't had one yet, say in McGrath and Talkeetna and a few other places that normally by the first week of September, they've already had freezing temperatures.
And why are these early freezes shaping up across the state?
Well, a lot of times people will think, oh, well, we've had freezing in Fairbanks a couple days early, and maybe that means something, that there's something to be read into that. But there really isn't. September is the cloudiest time of the year, and if you can have just a couple of days where it's clear, maybe a little bit of cool air in the upper levels, and you can just set up a situation where the atmosphere can radiate that heat outward. So it's hard to draw conclusions from these discrete events, but you know, in general, the first freeze dates have been getting later over the years. But in any given year, there's a lot of variability. And this year, for a number of places, it's come on the early side of that variability.
So given that much of the state has had early freezes this year, does that give fuel to climate change skeptics?
Well, sometimes it can. So I'll do posts online. I'll say, oh, so-and-so had an early freeze, and then a bunch of people will kind of swoop in as proof that, you know, there is no such thing as climate change and that people are making it up and hoax and all that kind of stuff. But and you really have to look at a long period of time. And you do see that the date is getting a little bit later with time. So no conclusions to be drawn from one event in 1 year, for sure.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.